This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I can't stand witch hunts or scapegoats. And whenever something bad happens, finger pointing always starts. The easiest finger pointing is, you know, government, right, left. I think somebody blamed Trump for the Maui fires. Other people blame the rich people moving in after Obama made it easier for people to move in. And I, you know, like, guys, can we come up with real solutions? Because we don't want this happening again. People died. And there's been some back and forth on the power lines. And the power company has been sued, saying that the utility did not turn off electricity during the deadly wildfires. And so many people are like, great, the rich power company, they're at fault. They're greedy. The power company said the lines were down. Our lines were down even before the fires. So, that's why we have a justice system. Okay? You are innocent until proven guilty. Unfortunately, in public eye, you're guilty and charged, and you're already sentenced before you even have a chance to defend yourself. And I'm not exactly sure, you know, what happened, what's going on, but apparently there's been multiple ideas. There is a lawsuit now blaming landowners for their wild grass growth. So this is being reported by Reuters. The father of a woman who died in the Hawaii wildfires, may she rest in peace, last month, launched a lawsuit against three major landowners seeking to hold them responsible. Now, they didn't ignite the fire or start it. It didn't even start on their land. But Harold Wells of Arizona, whose 57-year-old daughter Rebecca Rands died in the Lahaina blaze, contends that property owners should pay damages because they allowed invasive species of towering grasses to grow wild on their property, accumulating dense fire fuel next to the historic town of Lahaina. Scientists have said that invasive grasses were likely the largest factor in spreading the fires, more than the hurricane weather or warmer temperatures. The wind-driven flames, according to Reuters, sparked by downed power lines, reached the defendant's properties. They said the grass exploded into conflagration that engulfed homes, businesses, and escape routes, according to the lawsuit. Now, 97 people have thus far, I believe, have been reported as dead from the August 8th fire. Now, if successful, they say the case could provide a blueprint for holding property owners liable at a time when fire risk is growing due to what Reuters says is climate change and more people are living near wilderness areas. Well, sued the governments of Hawaii and Maui County, along with Hawaii's private land holder, Kaha Miha Schools, formerly known as Bishop Estate, and the state court of Wailuku. It's interesting. You know, are there things that could be done to mitigate? I mean, I think more roads. But if you were going to have more roads, because there's only one major road in and out of Lahaina, that's always back-to-back traffic because there's only one road. Now, in order to do that, you have to take away land, you know, eat into the environment. And we've had a lot of pushback, and understandably so, from environmentalists to not destroy an island for traffic and population and infrastructure. You know, we've been asking people to grow plants, to have leaves, to not urbanize. We have supposedly with climate change elevating CO2 levels. Well, then we need plants. And so if people are going to get sued for vegetation and be sued for not tearing down trees and plants and shrubbery, then that's going to start to make people a little bit less inclined to put the plants first. You know, there's not a lot of room to have, you know, the road to Lahaina is beautiful. A lot of it is oceanfront, and you're riding along a mountain. And the fact that they were able to make a road on a volcanic island such as Hawaii is breathtaking. The problem is it grew so fast. You have people that live there. You have the tourism. Tourism exploded. And as more issues happen in Mexico, people are like, you know what, I'm not going to go to Mexico. I'll go to American soil. I feel safer. There was a big push for people to go to Mexico because Hawaii got so expensive that it was way cheaper to go to Puerto Vallarta and all that. But now that Mexico's having issues and tourists feel scared, they're going to go back to Hawaii. So this non-native species of grass, guinea grass, they're saying that was partly to blame for the 2018 blaze that destroyed more than 20 homes in the area. Dense grasses invaded abandoned sugar plantations near the town. Now, I get, if there are rules and there are laws and you're supposed to upkeep your land, all right, then yes, I could see where the courts might rule in somebody else's favor. But the more we sue for people having vegetation and land and plants, in fact, that one home that survived the Lahaina fire, that red roofed house, they say what the reason why that house survived is they got rid of all the bushes and shrub away from the house. They cleaned it all up, and they changed the asphalt roof to, I believe, aluminum. And that's how that house didn't then get charred and burned to the ground. But does that mean our Hawaiian island residents are going to have to shave, you know, and graze the whole, you know, place down? You know, when you're in Lahaina and you're in the touristy area, there's not a lot of plants. You got the banyan tree, but it's all street and shops, and those all got burned down. I mean, you know, how much, you know, vegetation do you need to remove to protect when you have these wildfires? Now, we are hearing some good news. Apparently, the 150-year-old banyan tree is showing signs of new life. Apparently, they found some new green leaves that are starting to sprout among the dead. Wow. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I went to medical school at UNR School of Medicine, and then I did my last year at UCLA. And I did that because I was starting to date my husband, and I had told my dean, and my dean knew I basically dated everybody in Reno, and it's like, look, he, if you could finally, you know, bunker down now and you know, settle down, what do you need from me? And I go, it's really hard to commute from Reno, Nevada to California. Is there any way I could do my last year through UCLA? All my electives, I have good grades. So he said, well, I'll talk to the dean. You know, I had the grades. You had to pay extra because their school was more expensive than mine. But I was able to do my last year doing electives through the UCLA program, and then I came back to graduate from UNR, and then I did training in Nevada, because I still think training in Nevada was ideal. There weren't enough doctors, so we students and residents got to do so much more than people of other schools. So while I was a student at UCLA, I didn't get to deliver babies or operate or do any of that. I got to learn a lot, but it wasn't hands-on. Yet as a medical student, you know, 1 year prior, I was already delivering babies, doing hysterectomies, appendectomies, because it was all hands on deck. So I'm very, very grateful for the education I had at UCLA, but by far did I get more hands-on at the University of Nevada, Reno. It was fantastic. But when I look back to my time, my days were longer at UCLA. And the reason why is I had an hour and a half commute. Now, I lived in San Fernando Valley, so maybe, 15, 20 miles? But that turns into an hour and a half drive, and that was on a good day. So basically, my day was an extra 3 hours in length because of the drive. And there's been a lot of debate as to should that be compensated by an employer. Well, not for us. Medical students, you're paying for that experience, so no. And when you're an intern, you hardly make any money. Well, I hardly made any money. Now they're making better. I chose to not pay rent near UCLA, which would have been more expensive. I chose to be in the cheaper. I think I lived in, what part? I don't think it was Van Nuys. It was, before Woodland Hills. I forget exactly where I lived. And name's skipping, but it was a cheaper, I got an apartment that was pretty cheap, right near the freeway, so I chose that to save money, yet my commute was longer. Never expected anybody to pay for that. Well, now discussion's coming, and debate is coming, should your employer pay for your commute? Should they pay from the second you leave your apartment and you take the train or the subway? Should they compensate you for gas? If these companies want you back in the office, should they pay for your travel? Now, I'm mixed because being Gen X, if you work someplace, I didn't have a car when I was 18, 19, 20. I didn't have a car till I was 21, so I had to find places to work that I could walk to. So I walked to Jack in the Box. I walked to the EPA. I walked everywhere. Or took public transportation. I would have never even thought of, I had to basically do what I could. And it was inconvenient. It would be really, really nice to have that convenience. But, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. If somebody decides, I want to live on the west side, even though I work on the east side, all right, that could be easily a 45-minute to hour commute. Now what? Who pays for that if it's your choice on where to live? And because jobs are always changing, the employee doesn't necessarily have the responsibility. Well, you chose to live in another area. That might have worked when you picked a job that you were going to be with for 20 years. But now that the average job is held no more than 2 years, you're going to move every 2 years? So it's definitely an interesting debate. And I want to hear from you guys. Do employers have a responsibility to cover your commute or add that time in your commute to your wage? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you're not working, you shouldn't be paid. But if you're sitting in a car to get to a job and you're talking to the boss, should that be compensated? It's tricky, because the more we force employers to pay, the less they're going to hire, and the more they're going to charge customers. And, we're already kind of wondering what employers are going to do with this demand to have a 4-day work week while being paid for 5 days. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the auto workers. Ford and GM, if they give in and say, all right, this is what we're going to do, then that's going to now be the new normal. That's going to be a barometer. And mind you, I think it's nice to have people off an extra day. You know, for those nurses that work 3/12s, they love the 3/12s, the 12-hour shifts. Because a lot of times it turns more into 14-hour shifts. I mean, when I did a 12-hour shift, I would go in at 10 a.m. So I had a 45-minute drive, so I'd leave at 9:15, say goodbye to the baby. I didn't see the baby from 9... I only got to maybe have an hour or two with the baby in the morning because I would go from 9:15, travel to do a 10 a.m. shift, get off at 10, but you never really got off at 10. You didn't get done until midnight, you know, because you had to finish with patients who got in under the wire. And so... you know, my day ended up being 15, 16 hours. So, you know, it's interesting. The working 3/12s, you know, gives you those extra days off. But working 36 hours but asking for pay for 40 hours, now that starts to, you know, tell people, okay, you got to pay us for 4 hours for free. And now if you're only working 32 hours... and getting paid for 40, now that's 8 hours of free labor. It has to be substantiated. Well, it's for work-life balance. Well, if you really want work-life balance, don't come to work and ask for pay for you to never come to work. And, you know, what happened is we got spoiled with working at home. Once you work at home for a few years, now to have to pay for gas, to have to pay for clothes, because you can wear the same clothes if you're working from home. Today's Rewear Wednesday. So, yeah, I can rewear clothes and nobody sees me. But you're out in public, now you have to buy a new outfit. Well, that's kind of inconvenient for people. So it does cost more, not to mention a lot of people are working multiple jobs from home. Being able to work multiple jobs from home and get benefits is the dream. And these employers are like, why are we paying you to work another job? Yeah, some individuals are using those days off to make more money. I don't blame them. Right now, the way the economy is going, you know, if you could DoorDash and Uber Eats on the side or Uber and make money on your day off, why not? But the double dipping, not cool. Yeah, but if your employer is paying you for Fridays off, yeah, then you might as well double dip. So it's interesting. The commute, now that we have this anti-commute message, you know, being able to work from home got us out of the expensive cities. So you could have a job in California, but not necessarily have to pay the high, expensive California prices. You could be working at Pepperdine, but if you're working from home, you don't have to live in Malibu. Save some money. But if you're going to do that, who pays for your commute when you do have to come in? And it's interesting how we're challenging things that used to be no-brainers. You want to work in this building in Manhattan, then you probably want to live near there or learn your subway routes and trains you take, because if you're going to live out of the city to save money, then you're going to have to take the train. But is that on the employer? Because you want to not live in the city to save money, do they have to pay? They're giving you a job in Manhattan. See, and that's where we're going. Rather than you having a job and thinking it's a prized possession and wanting to hold on to it like it's gold, people are like, I don't care about the job. I'll find a new job. If they don't like me, lump it. Leave. Dump me. I don't care. I could get unemployment. Our attitudes towards the job is changing because some of these jobs stink. Some of these employers are jerks. I get why the attitudes are changing. But then the attitudes are like, wait a second. If you want me, you better pay for me. And you better pay for my whole travel. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee grilling Attorney General Merrick Garland. The hearing coming as the Republican-controlled House is moving toward impeachment proceedings against the president. More than 6 weeks after the deadly wildfire on Maui, there are still discrepancies between the official narrative and eyewitness accounts. Some people say their vehicles were directed away from escape routes because of downed power lines, but Hawaiian Electric has said that the line were de-energized more than 6 hours before the fire started. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier said his officers tried to keep people away from downed power lines because they believed the lines were still electrified. A spokesperson for Donald Trump Jr. confirms his X account was hacked this morning. The account has since been restored. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have crises going on in this country. I think one of the biggest crises right now is the border. When you see the influx of so many people, not only women and kids and people that need help, but also single men, and you don't know what their background is, you don't know if they're cartel, terrorists, or just innocent people wanting to come here. And we have such holes in the border and reports of drugs coming in and guns coming in and crime. You would think the White House would be like all hands on deck. Well, the White House does have an all hands on deck, but not for the border. They are launching the American Climate Corps. Apparently, Democratic lawmakers and activists are calling on President Joe Biden to take bigger steps to fight climate change. And so Not that we're calling out all hands on deck to help with the border, to help with infrastructure, to help with schools, to help with law enforcement. There's cities with no law enforcement after the defund the police. Rather than all hands on deck for that, all hands on deck to staff our hospitals, the White House administration is going to hire 20,000 Americans in the clean energy and climate resilience sectors. I love their priorities. Now, mind you, I do think the climate is important. But don't we have the Environmental Protection Agency to help protect the environment and the trees and the greenhouse gases and looking at pollution and things? Don't we have the EPA? Now we have to have a whole other branch of the government called the American Climate Corps. According to White House Climate Policy Advisor Ali Zaidi, said this is important because we're not only opening up pathways to bold climate action, we're not just opening up pathways to decarbonization, we're opening up pathways to good-paying careers, lifetimes of being involved in the work of making our communities more sustainable, more fair, more resilient in the face of changing climate. So in order to have electric cars up in the woods in these rural towns who live in trees and all that, are you going to be, you have to install power lines and more power and add, what does that do for the environment? Anybody think about what the wires and all these charging, you know, what there's, when you lose so much water trying to douse out an electric car fire, we're going to be losing water. I thought water is precious. I'm just a little bit confused on what they're doing here. The White House is going to create a website where people interested in joining the effort can sign up for information. Core members will be paid, the White House said. Not sure where this money's coming from. The American Climate Corps will, quote, train young people in clean energy, conservation, and climate resilience-related skills and streamline pathways into civil service. So these super snowstorms that happen, I'm not really sure what these young kids are going to do to prevent the snowstorm. And I know they say, well, it's all of our behavior that's affecting the climate. What do they want these young people to do? When we're told that an electric car pollutes the earth more because of what happens with the tires and the weight of it and the increased heat of the roads, are they going to stop the electric car obsession? What are they going to do? I mean, I thought we need to increase our independence from China and try to create more medications here in the States, produce more computer chips. We need to stop fentanyl coming across our border. Can you have those 20,000 people work on that? So our priorities, I just don't get. And what apparently, I guess, incited this is there was a petition. Sunrise Movement has been calling on President Joe Biden to declare a national emergency over the effects of climate change. All right, so looks like the American people spoke. How many Americans spoke out on this to get the government to now produce a whole other branch of government? You want to hear the number? 41,000. That's it. I think now it's up to 41,700. Okay, I have close to 300,000 people wanting to change the time, spring forward, fall back time change. 41,000, that's it. Varshini Prakash, head of the environmental group Sunrise Movement, compared the American Climate Corps to President FDR's Civilian Conservative Corps, which was created as part of the New Deal in 1933. They said just as FDR's Civilian Conservation Corps put millions to work repairing bridges, planting trees, building national parks, this Climate Corps will conserve our land and water, bolster community resilience, advance environmental justice, and tackle the climate crisis. Okay, I would like some specifics, please. What FDR did in terms of hiring people to repair bridges, to plant trees, to build national parks. Okay, very cool. I support that. I love that we have national parks, which, by the way, I think on Saturday it's free to enter because of National Park Day. But we do need all hands on deck our bridges right now have issues. Look at what happened in Philly with that fire and the bridge collapsing. Planting trees, having more environmental areas of shade to help underserved parts of the city that suffer in urbanized heat. Yeah, I get that. Can we add those some specifics? FDR Civilian Conservation Corps, I mean, at least they said, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to, you know, build national parks. We're going to have a road. We're going to have guards. We're going to have people, you know, and then you could go and visit the park. We're going to have people protect the land. Okay, what are these guys doing? Like I said, are they going to go to electric car companies saying your cars are making too much pollution? Fuel cars are doing less? Somebody tells me that's not what they're going to do. I mean, if they're going to do, you know, the big problem we're facing with this whole electric car takeover is the low-income Americans that live in multiplexes, duplexes, shared housing. Okay, they're going to, one, need to be able to afford that type of a car. And two, they're going to need a charger. Middle-class America don't always live in single-family residence homes that have a carport or a garage with an outlet nearby. So are they going to turn apartment complexes into an electric outlet utopia? You can't just have five per apartment complex. If you have 1,000 adult residents in that apartment complex, you're going to have 1,000 outlets because they're all going to want to charge their car at night. Is that what these guys are going to do? I don't think so. So, nice that you're, you know, making a climate corps. I think they want 300,000 members. Can you, before you start staffing, can you get some people on the border? Can you get some people in the hospitals? Can you get some people in the schools? We need more help. I don't need somebody telling me not to eat a hamburger. I'm probably not going to listen to them. I don't eat hamburgers often, but when I want to have a hamburger, I definitely don't want somebody who has climate core written all over the jacket up my butt. Now, they say Biden is facing a low approval rating because of the issue of climate change. Only 41,000 people signed this petition. Okay, I don't think they're going to put him over the top. 57% apparently in this Washington Post University of Maryland poll disapproved. Now, are they disapproving what he's doing for climate change because he's going the wrong way? You need to have electric cars lighter and not spinning through their tires to decrease pollution? Or is it because they want more of that? So the Civilian Climate Corps is here. 1-877-DOLLY.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in political news, headlines are saying that Trump and Biden are in a dead heat. In fact, in this poll, Trump is actually beating Biden by 4 percentage points. Trump, this is a survey of 2,100 registered voters conducted September 12th to the 14th. And it is a Harvard Caps Harris poll. And it found that Biden is trailing Trump by 4 percentage points. Biden's getting 40% support, Trump 44%. A separate 15% responded that they didn't know or were unsure of who their preferred candidate was. Nikki Haley beat Biden by the same margin. 41% supported the South Carolina governor, 37% said they would back Biden. And then I think Tim Scott edged out Biden 39% to 37% in this Harvard Caps Harris poll. 25% unsure of who to vote for. Now, Biden performed better than Vice President Mike Pence, 42 to 36%. And he actually beat Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, 42 by 38%, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, 39 to 37%. So, apparently this poll measured how the GOP candidates would fare against Kamala Harris. Trump would be the only one to beat Kamala Harris in a head-to-head race. So that's interesting. You would think more people would dislike Kamala. But these polls, usually these polls, I think, are BS, and not because of Harvard or because of who runs the polls, but it's because of people answering the polls. How many times do I get a call asking me who I'm going to vote for? I'm not going to tell some stranger, right, something private, and then have them, and I might not actually still make up my mind, but to get them to shut up, I might say something. How many people say Mickey Mouse? Well, that skews the results. Would people who say Mickey Mouse mean they're still voting for Biden or voting for Trump? And so these polls and these surveys, I mean, how many times were we told that Hillary Clinton was by a landslide going to beat Trump, but Trump won? We were told that Trump was going to beat Biden, didn't. So I don't know what to make of these polls. But what is, though, a take-home message is when a poll usually does seem to favor the left, and they're showing, or the headlines are saying it's a dead heat, even though it's still 4 percentage points, Trump is beating Biden in it. It's showing that maybe Biden really does have low approval rating. And the Democrats, you know, people say, well, you know, he should leave. I think he should, from a medical standpoint, leave and retire and enjoy his senior years and, you know, not be the brunt of bad policy and criticism. And, you know, I mean, this country deserves a president who is sharper and can do the job, because apparently we're not doing the job on the border. We're not doing the job on the economy. But for Republicans, they need him to run. You put up a Governor Newsom or a Michelle Obama, the Republicans could be in trouble. So they need Biden running. And Trump, it's fascinating. You know, people will always ask me, they go, why do people like Trump? The classified document thing, can I just say, the classified document issue can be solved in 1 second. This classified document issue, and now all the court cases and all that, for those of you who think it's ridiculous, it actually is. I worked for the government. I have family members who have worked for the government. Classified material is handled in a very consistent way. In fact, if I'm at a hospital and I check out a medical chart, medical records is on my butt at the end of the day, 24 hours, at the end of the week, and I'm getting constant reminders to bring it back. And that's a medical chart. You think classified documents are being treated with any less care? So this whole thing about Trump and the classified document can be very easily solved by, during 2020, the National Archives, who are the librarians of the classified documents, did you turn your book in? The National Archives could show all the emails that they sent Trump going, this is still out of... this still isn't in the archive. This still isn't accounted for. We need the following documents. Just show all the emails you sent Trump. If there were no emails, if nobody was asking for the classified documents, then that's another story. Why now? The average, by the way, photocopy machine makes also digital images of what gets photocopied. So if Trump, per se, took something very, very highly sensitive, asked the Joint Chiefs of Staff or the Pentagon, will you let me make a photocopy? And they said yes. And they go to the copier, they make a photocopy, they give him back the highly sensitive piece of information. You have a timestamp on when that copy was made. This is pretty easy to find out. There's also levels of classified documents. There's very, very high levels of classified documents, and then there's lower levels of classified documents. Just like at a school with FERPA, you could have a student assignment. You still have to treat it with the same respect as you would with anything else. But a assignment that you might be taking home to grade, right, is of a different sort of classification as somebody's school records and disciplinary records. Those are under lock and key. And so when somebody says that classified documents were found at Pence's house, were found in Biden's garage, were found at Trump's, what level of classification? You know, the media doesn't want to be wrong. So they're going to say classified documents. Okay, well, how classified? If we're talking about a napkin from Kim Jong-un that says, hi, or I'm not Rocket Man, does that have the same worth as battle plans of a military exercise that was going to be performed in 2020? Classified is classified. It's a whole range of things. And so this could be very easily solved. One is, National Archives show proof that you asked everybody to bring the stuff back and they didn't. Okay, now you have a case. But if, you know, I'm thinking the person who's the biggest culprit is the one that runs these classified documents. I don't want somebody being a scapegoat and getting fired. But if somebody is checking out or taking with them a piece of very highly classified information, there's a paper trail. And then they get reminders, bring it back, this is still outstanding, this is still outstanding. In fact, a lot of these things can't leave. Now, what I also think happened is everybody in Congress took stuff home to work. During the lockdown, and then the work from home, everybody and their mother was like, fine, I'm out of Dodge. So then how did they deal with, you can't take classified documents home. Unless National Archives said, fine, lockdown, whatever. So Pence was very forthcoming, saying, hey guys, I got stuff here. You know, Biden, after somebody found it in the garage, said, I got stuff. My guess is everybody had something from work. And because classified documents have so many different grades, they technically all had classified documents. Any memo on a Senate brunch could be considered classified. So my guess is everybody had classified documents. So, you know, pretty easy to solve. If, you know, anything that was really, really that sensitive was marked, and then there would be asks. You know, President Trump, can you please bring her back? If none of that was asked, then maybe it wasn't that sensitive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.